there's no coincidence in it. It's been the driving force from the Skyrunning Federation to promote this sport, to see how far we can push skyrunning in terms of world class, whether we can make this into a world championship, into an alternative to Olympics, you know, to that standard where you no longer have to go through all the politics of racing for your country, but you can race if you want to race, if you think you're good enough to race against the top, or if you are challenging yourself to step up and race those elite people, then you can do so.
And obviously Salomon, sort of real driving force in this, in their supporting the sport and the teams. And you mentioned the Salomon family.
Yeah.
And you really do get that sense watching you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so you're coming from different countries.
Yeah.
Does that really help your racing?
Oh, massively, yeah. It's got to the point now where I don't just race for me. It's not about me. It's not about my race. It's about being here with all of them and sharing this experience together and getting out on that course and knowing that the effort that I put in is not just for me, it's for all of them. It's for my family and friends at home. It's for everyone else that are out there and needing or wanting some inspiration. And it's beautiful to be able to share and learn from everyone in the team, and it's always changing. You can learn different things, or you can take things and discard them if you don't like it. But yeah, you change from them being your manager to your shoe designer to your clothing to being your best friends and your family.
That's brilliant. So this time of year in the lead up to a race or whatever, what's a typical week's training look like for you?
Taper weeks, they're just horrible anyway, so that's been a hard week. But in general, my training leading up to this was I was trying to do 5 to 6 hours a day, whether that was running or biking or swimming. I tried to get in 3 long runs a week, so over 4 or 5 hours, and I tried to get at least one of them to be 6 or 7, whether that was walking a little bit in the middle or walking at the end, because what I found here, it was just so hard. It was like running on a tarmac road. And then I tried to get in 2 to 3 hour runs in the week, as well as a couple of longer bike rides. And then it's just been amazing to be able to go down onto the beach and just swim up and down on the ocean. It's somewhere where I feel very much at home when I'm in the ocean. So that was a really nice recovery phase for me.
And what are your expectations of the race for yourself?
I'm confident. I've done what I can do. I've done the hard yards, but I'm absolutely under no illusions that it's an incredibly strong field. And I want to do the best I can do, and if I run as hard as I can and have a good race, then I'm happy. If I get beaten, then that's great. I get beaten, and it's good that we've got some awesome competition. If I'm chasing, then that will be great because I love the competition. You know, I just expect and hope that I do my very best.
What else have you got planned for this year? What are the big goals?
After this, we go to Zagama as a team again with all the Salomon crew, and a lot of the internationals will stay out as well, so that's fun. And then from there, I'll go out to France and spend 6 weeks in a camper van around the Chamonix region.
Fantastic.
Which will be great. And then we head out to America for a couple of months, and I'll do the Trans Rockies 3-day out there. The Speed Goat is the next race in the Ultra Series, and then I'll probably go and do some pacing at Leadville for some of the team, and then come back to support crew at UTMB, which would be amazing, and then finish off the Ultra Series with Caval d'Avent and Le Templier. And then still deciding if I'm still in one piece by the end of the year, then probably go back to San Francisco or go to a beach in Thailand or something.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally, what advice would you give to anyone who's thinking, you know, maybe they're a road runner or whatever, and they're thinking about going and starting some trail running?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to them?
Go for it. Yeah, you just have to go for it. You go out there, you don't even need a good pair of trail running shoes, but it definitely helps. Take some friends with you and build into it. Be patient. You don't need to go and do a 100-mile race as your first trail race. You know, you've got lots of little ligaments in those ankles, and your core is working in a very different way as soon as you go off hard surface onto a trail. So it's worth giving it a little bit of time and energy into getting used to it. And then just go and give it a good go. Take some friends with you and have a really fun weekend away.
Thank you very much, that's fantastic,
pleasure.
And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.